Hey, Bronco Country. Welcome to another episode of Cover 2. I'm Ray Crockett. He's the Ring of Famer, Steve Atwater. And as you can see, it's not a victory week.
No shades?
No bling. Had to leave all that in the past. Exactly where we want to leave that Washington game in the past.
Exactly.
Was not a pretty sight. Looking forward, though, this is the last game of the year. Denver Broncos versus Kansas City Chiefs. Always an interesting game. We have an opportunity to make a couple of milestones. Tell us about those.
Hey, Demaryius Thomas has a chance to get 1,000 yards. He only needs 108 yards to get 1,000 yards. That'll be the sixth time in his career. And if he does it, he'll tie our guy Rod Smith's record for a sixth 1,000-yard season. So it'll be an amazing feat for him. C.J. Anderson running the ball.
C.J. 1K.
Yeah, C.J. 1K. He's 54 yards to get 1,000. Last week he had a great game, 88 yards. Like 140 total yards. Very good job, CJ. We need to keep that going this week to get him over 1,000 yards. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, and plus, after last week, it was a dismal performance by our offense. This week, though, playing Kansas City, there's a chance they won't be playing all their hired hands, if you want to say, Revis, Peters, Johnson. There's a lot of guys that should be missing. Hopefully that'll help our offense. And we're also doing something different. We're looking at our young guy, Paxton Lynch. Yeah. What can he do this week?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Paxton Lynch can do. I think a lot of the fans, coaches, everybody wants to see what can Paxton Lynch do. He's been injured, unfortunately, a little bit too much for us, but he'll have a chance to go out and show on Sunday what he can do. And what I think I'd like to see is I'd like to see him be able to make some progressions, you know, make it from – I want to see a bunch of just one-read passes. I want to see him go through the first, second, and get to the third progression, see if he can make those reads and throw accurate passes, and also show some fire when he's in there and lead this team.
Well, for Paxton Lynch, it's his chance to either play his way into the rotation as a quarterback or play his way out. Now, we have some other young guns, you know, Jordan Taylor. We got D'Angelo Henderson. We got some other young guys to look at on that offense as well to see what they can do and help us in 2018. Now, if you look on the other side of the ball, the Kansas City Chiefs, now they're in a total different situation.
Totally different situation.
They have a real young quarterback, and Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech, he is the future.
He is Kansas City's future. The fans in Kansas City want to see him play. He's going to get an opportunity because I think it's Coach Andy Reid's philosophy is once they've clinched the playoff berth, not to play their starters nearly as much. So although they will play some of the main guys, especially Alex Smith, he won't be playing probably at all. They'll get Patrick Mahomes to start, and if things go their way and he doesn't get injured or anything, he'll probably play the whole game. Guy comes from a great pedigree. His dad was a professional baseball player. He had a great career there at Texas Tech. And yeah, they're looking to see what he can do. And our defense will be really rocking and ready to go. So it'll be a great challenge for Patrick Mahomes and also a good challenge for our defensive guys to make sure we can shut him down.
Well, if you look at our defense, too, now, the problem with Patrick is this. He's not going to have probably Kareem Hunt. He probably won't have Kelsey. Right. He probably won't have Tyreek Hill for the whole game. But our defense, they're playing for a different thing. They're playing to finish number one in the league. They're behind right now Minnesota Vikings by 50 yards. If we can do that, that would be a great springboard. And you're talking about we're going to be full gun and ready to go. So that might pose a challenge for Patrick Mahomes. What do you think about our defense having an opportunity to finish number one?
Well, that's a huge motivational point for them, just knowing that they have the opportunity to finish number one in total yards given up on the year. In addition to that, I think it's important for our team, though, to play well, just so we go into the offseason with a little bit of momentum and on a positive note. You know, you don't want to go into the offseason simmering on a loss and you know that you could have won the game.
Well, here's the big deal, though. There are going to be a lot of changes made. You know John Elway, like I know John Elway. He's a little bit upset about this year. So he's going to make some changes. There are going to be some changes in personnel. There's going to be some changes in coaching. So we're looking forward to next year. Hopefully you guys are looking forward to next year as well. But don't let us down. Last game of the year. We need your support. We need you to be the 12th man. Let's rock and roll at the stadium.
You got to make some noise.
Yeah, make noise and bring it into a new year. Because Steve and I, Cover 2, we'll definitely be back for the new year. And we'll still have you covered.